Coach, how about giving us your opening thoughts, and then we'll open it up for questions on the wireless mic.
I thought we were terrific. You know, we stuck to our game plan. You know, we wanted their other two young men to beat us, and ultimately, I believe Jordan Smith had five, and then I believe Jashwan had 17. And if we were going to get beat, that's the direction that we wanted to get beat in. We didn't think that Jashwan White is the MVP in my eyes. You know, Reggie hit a lot of shots. He was great from the free throw line, and he had a tremendous second half. But the fact that this young man was able to score 17 points, I think it turned the table for the game for them.
Coach, what did they do to turn the game around in the third quarter? You had a 10-point halftime lead.
Well, we came out with back-to-back turnovers, and then, Reg hit a couple of really good jumpers, and I believe that's when Jashwan hit a three, and then to end the quarter, if I remember right, Jordan hit the three, and there's your 6-point deficit. So, it was all game plan, and, those were the people that we chose to decide the game for Marion. I thought we did a really good job.
Ethan, could you talk about it? About a minute left, they said you stepped on the inline. Did you know where you were? I mean, I couldn't tell from where I was.
That wasn't Ethan, it was Quintavian Stewart. Yeah, Ethan had fouled out before that. Yeah, it was Quintavian Stewart. Yeah.
Coach, can you just talk about how proud you are of this group of men?
Absolutely. I can talk about these young men all day long. The hard part about high school athletics, to me, is the fact that you have to teach the boys how to win and lose. And you get to this stage, and there's eight teams, and four of them have to go home with a loss. And it's really hard for these guys to understand the impact that they have. With when it comes down to the second part, of the loss, it's kind of unfair, if you will, to try to make them think of it that way. But like we talked about all year long, these young men are 3.5 students. These young men are National Honor Society kids. Their future past basketball is unbelievable. And for us to be on the stage that we were today, and for everyone in Evansville to actually have to learn about my kids instead of think about what they know about my kids, I can't ask for anything more. And, it's going to hurt. And it is. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt for a while. But we're going to go home tonight, and, we're going to take the jersey off. And I'm going to tell them I love them.
Makai, what got into you tonight? It seemed that you were really willing the team kind of back into contention when you guys let up your lead. It seems that you kind of took over and were definitely making shots, whether it was free throws, three-pointers, kind of anything.
The coaches and my teammates just tell me just stay confident, just keep shooting, just play my game. And that's just what I kept doing. And brought us back.
Guys, let me know if you have a question. We'll get the wireless mic to you.
Makai, I had talked to Coach. What did Marion...
If you wouldn't mind passing my 44 mic over to Ethan Thomas.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Ethan, you have such a very consistent composure out there on the court despite what's going on out there. How would you describe playing in this type of atmosphere with your style of physical and mental play?
I mean, other than some foul calls earlier, I just try to stay as calm as possible. At the end of the day, I know it's just another basketball game. Even on this stage, we have to lace up our shoes the same way they do.
Eric, this is obviously a tough way to end your career, but can you just kind of explain how big today was to you, considering where you guys were just a couple months ago?
It's very big. Me and my teammates, we were going downhill, and then we picked it back up as a team. We had to fight for each other. We love each other. At the end of the day, I know we lost, but we won in my eyes. Our coaching staff believed in this, and this is a big stage for us. None of us on our team has been here. And for us to come out and compete like we did against a very good team like that, that's just a win in my eyes. And I'm glad we got here. I just wish we came out on top.
Coach, can you talk about how big a factor what Langley's fifth foul was and having played with him the last 2 minutes?
Javi is he's silent in a lot of things that he does. He had 15 points, he had 8 rebounds, and you know, obviously late, it put us in a situation where we didn't have our best post player in the game, and our most consistent post player, but at the same time, you know, we're so deep. And I know when he came over to the sideline, he felt the same way. He was, of course, upset the fact that he, you know, wasn't going to be able to continue to play. But, you know, we have faith in Q. We're, you know, a wrong step away from taking the lead after being down 11, you know, in the fourth quarter. And I just thought, you know, it obviously, you know, Javi's going to work really hard this summer and he's going to get himself back to this point. But, you know, as far as hurting us, it hurts, you know, it hurts pretty bad.
Coach, did you play just one wide a little bit from Marion? Did that kind of take you by surprise a little bit, what he did out there?
Well, it didn't take us by surprise, but it was kind of like I said earlier, it was part of the game plan. You know, we wanted to sit 2 people in the lane to stop their attack to the rim. And that's what our post players did, and they were able to, you know, they were able to do a great job of finding him. When we watched him Wednesday night, there weren't too many people that were passing the ball. You know, Reggie was passing it, but the other two were just putting their heads down, going north and south and finishing. And so part of our game plan was to make sure that we sat in our gaps and we made them beat us, and that's what happened. I mean, that is totally on me because my boys did everything the right way tonight. They sat in their gaps. They deflected balls. They did everything right, and Jaswan had a great game. And, I'm really happy for him because I know he doesn't get all the notoriety that he gets, and this is a great stage for him to get that notoriety. But it was definitely in the game plan to leave him basically open.
Makai, how important was today for you guys moving forward? You know, you didn't necessarily have a benchmark to reach, but, you know, now you made it to state. You're going to be back next year. You're going to be a team leader. Was this important to kind of taste this, to kind of have the desire now to get back here?
Since we got here, this is going to make us work even harder over the summer. Make sure we get to this point again. We just make sure we just work all summer.
Coach, you kind of surprised some people with your getting this far in the tournament, I would say, statewide. Did any part of the journey kind of surprise you?
Nope. I told a lot of people this summer. I told a lot of people at the beginning of the year that I thought I had a state team. In fact, I was back in Marion spending Halloween with my parents, and I went to watch my best friend coach at one of the girls' games, and Mr. Brunner and I saw each other on the floor, and you know, he said, you know, how are you going to be, coach? How are you going to be? And I said, we're going to be at state. And that was before one ball tipped up. And he said, well, that's a date. It's kind of funny. We talked about it before. It's kind of funny how it all worked itself out. But you got to understand, these young men, it's so different than what I've had in 8 years of Boston High School. I've had some tremendous players. We've had some great teams. I have not had one team that takes a game plan and turns it into something special like these young men. And it took a while. I mean, you know, we were really into scoring at the beginning of the year. We really just wanted to score all the time. And that's a young team's mentality. And it's also a senior-laden team's mentality. You know, they say sometimes that juniors want to play, seniors want to score. This young man led the state in assists. He's such a selfless individual. This young man averaged almost a double-double and constantly led our young kids and pushed our young kids to believe in what I was saying to give us a chance. And, you know, eventually kids are going – if you keep pushing them, kids are going to believe in what you say. And I can't do that myself. I have to have great senior leadership, and that's what I have. But I absolutely believed we'd be in this moment.
Shane, just from a personal standpoint, what was it like to go up against Marion, and were you looking forward to seeing them, or were you kind of hoping maybe it'd be somebody else once you guys got here?
To be honest with you, Kyle, I wanted this to be all about my kids. 42 years old, I don't know if I ever get a chance to come back. It was, you know, the game was against Marion, but it was about the 12 boys that I dressed in Boston. And, you know, it's a situation that I'm sure, you know, going home, you know, to play some golf with my uncle or you know, to go Christmas with my parents, I'm sure at some point in time it will be something. But right now, you know, my home is Evansville, Bossy. And they can say I'm from Marion all they want, but my home's at Evansville, Bossy. Thank you for that question.
Ethan, can you just kind of talk about the legacy that this squad is leaving with Boston High School?
I mean, we just put a stamp on everything. Nobody expected us to be here from day one. Stephen and Mark, we're in the history books now. I think it goes the way we wanted it to go, but I mean, no one can ignore us.
Javi, can you describe what was going through your mind when you guys walked out to the court? You were very pumped up and had a ton of support, so many fans. The entire corner was just red and gray.
Well, I mean, really, when we came out, I mean, it's the biggest game of our career, so, I mean, it's not, you know, everybody else is, like, it's not guaranteed, so I just came out, I wanted to bring energy for my team, and that's what I did.
Any other questions? Coach, guys, congratulations on a fine season. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.